This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
College football playoff going to get underway. The quarterfinals going to get underway in about a half hour. Ohio State and Miami. Want to talk about some of the guys. I legit think that there's a chance that there are four Buckeyes that could potentially be wearing burgundy and gold next year as early as that pick, wherever it may be. I think they're going to slot at the pick from 4-7. Yeah. Well, and that's the thing here, Doc, is there's one that is used in that hybrid type of role. There's a safety. So you got Arvell Reese is the edge rusher, linebacker, hybrid type. You've heard Micah Parsons type comparison, 6'4", 243, heavy hands on the edge, but can get after the passer, but also can cover. So a little bit of everything for Arvell Reese. He's someone to keep an eye on tonight. Wears number 8 for the Buckeyes. My favorite player in the draft is their safety, Caleb Downs.
Dog.
He is so good.
Dog.
Now, my problem with where the Commanders are going to pick, Doc, and I'm curious your thoughts on taking a safety that high. The tough part about him is if he were in the mold of a Derwin James or a Kyle Hamilton that I can bring him down in the box, then maybe it's a little bit different. He's more of a deep safety, although ball you hawk. Can still do some of that stuff, but he is more of the ball hawking type safety. Do you think it's a little rich to take that kind of guy at potentially the 6th pick? Because you usually see those sorts of safeties, they go in the teens if they're that special.
I want to agree with you on that, but when you're as – what was the nickname we used to – with the Pearl Harbor crew, we used to call our unit was called the Pearl Harbor crew. We have so many holes.
Yes.
That if I can stop that kid in Dallas from running right in the middle of the field and beat me on one play with one guy, it's worth it. Because he takes away home runs. And we have a lack of pressure. So they're going to be, we're vulnerable to home runs. So I don't think it's crazy at the 6th pick to get a guy. I want the best football players I can get
on
my team.
Well, and I think he might be the best football player in the draft.
Well, then I want him on my team. Because you cannot miss. We have, where we're weak at, we're really weak at it. We've got to solve it.
What I like is he's in an NFL defense with Matt Patricia, and from the things that I've heard, he's so smart that Matt Patricia basically just do whatever you want, man. Do whatever you see. Yeah. You know, we're going to make the call, but if you see, you know, I heard a story of one play where here comes Caleb Downs off the edge making a tackle in the backfield, and you're looking like, what the heck? What was the call there? No, he just freelanced. He knew what was coming.
Yeah.
So those sorts of players to me sometimes – even though you can talk about positional value, if you can get a guy that's that special. Another guy would be Carnell Tate, the wide receiver. We wouldn't feel great if they took a receiver that high, but if they were going to take one that high, I think Carnell Tate out of Ohio State, they have a great pedigree of creating good wide receivers. Carnell Tate would probably be the one that I'd like. He's one to keep an eye on tonight. And then the other one, I've heard recently that this guy's starting to shoot up the board a little bit, and we'll see, you know, where he ends up, but off-ball linebacker Sonny Styles. I would love to get one of these defenders.
Well, now you've really got my attention. The wide receiver, we're going to fight over that one. But I need a linebacker. I need anybody off Patricia's group I want on my team.
I was listening to a podcast today, and they were talking about Sonny Styles. Big linebacker, 6'4", 243.
Okay, I like that.
PFF charts these players and some of the extra stuff that isn't, you know, go into the box score. Guess how many missed tackles they have him as charted for this year?
If he's under 10, but why would he have 10? Because they're like, Lawrence Taylor had a comment that's been made public.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, Join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Very popular that, like, the way the Giants were going after people like a pack of wild animals. That's Ohio State's defensive pursuit.
Oh, so good.
So it could be a low number.
Zero.
Okay.
That's what PFF has him charted at.
Okay.
Zero missed tackles.
Yeah. I need him.
A guy that can move at that size.
Yeah.
A sure-handed tackler. Well,
for if because of my – I need everybody. And can I take their whole defense?
Yeah, I would
the hell with NIL.
Yeah.
Let me give them NIL and have them with eligibility play for me. But, yeah, I linebacker, critical that we help. We need help at all three areas. The linebacker gives me a dual threat because I can sick him on the quarterback every once in a while and then have him. So, yeah. I mean, this is fantasy. So, yeah, give me the linebacker.
The other interesting one to keep an eye on is
on another
one? Other side of the football.
Oh, okay.
Reuben Bain, the defensive end, defensive tackle for Miami.
Oh,
now,
man,
I've heard recently that some of the talk from the podcast I listened to with the Athletic Football Show, Dane Brugler, does a fantastic job. He said that Bain is starting to slip a little bit because people are worried about his arm length. But if he's a football player, Doc, if he can play football.
Yeah, okay.
I'm curious to see how he does tonight. These are the sorts of games, Doc, where you're going up against a really good football team.
Yeah.
If you go out there and wreak havoc, you just go, to heck with all the measurements and stuff. The kid's just a football player.
I don't blame the people that do the measurements. It does matter. It makes sense. You've opened up an enterprise that is more good than bad. It's excellent to give you every amount of advice. But if every kid reacted to what people told them based on statistics, we'd have a lot of great things that would never happen.
Well, Doc, so in college, when I played football for a semester, uh-huh. I was 5'8", 205-ish.
Uh-huh.
I'm definitely not that anymore. Still the 5'8", not the 205 part. Maurice Jones-Drew is 5'7", 210. So we're about the same size. One of them's a good football player. One's not. Doesn't really matter. Sometimes you just got to take the football player. Measurements.
Drew was a
just
Bruin.
Take the football player.
We're talking about the Bruin.
Yes.
He's a bad dude.
Really good football player.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not hating on people making a living off generating interest in people. I think it's brilliant. I wish I had thought of it. But when it comes down to football, so you're in some uncomfortable situations, and you got to find a way to win and fight through it. It's never going to be perfect. But when I think about the championship teams that I was on, I always think about the people and the people that made it possible. Well, where were they selected? What did people think about them? Fifth, sixth, that first round, second round thing to me has never meant anything to me, ever. Because I've been on championship teams with too many people that were picked from the 6th, 7th, 8th, or free undrafted free agents. We got to talk about it. It makes sense. I'm not saying it's not worth it. But I'm saying that I don't trust anybody else's evaluation for the most part. If I'm serious about it, I'll take a look at it for myself. And I don't need to see a game tape. I need to see practice tape. See, I do all my investigative work off practice tapes. You show me a guy that's a dog in practice, I'm taking him home with me. There are a lot of guys that play well on game day. They don't practice worth a damn. I'm not investing in them. I'm investing in the person that does everything the right way. And that way, when he loses a step, then his brain takes over.
Yeah.
The other guy, when he loses a step, he's out the league. We just mentioned the guy, the biggest, big, strong guy, got no stats because people go after what's appealing to the eye. And I think the brain means much, just as much. Who are you and how do you practice?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I need.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.